The type three, the spirit animal, is first the chameleon. So a chameleon you can put in a green room and it'll turn green. You put it in a blue room, it'll turn blue. You put it in a gray, it'll go gray. Put it in a clear room with no colors and the chameleon will have no idea what color it's supposed to be. Because a chameleon takes all of its cues about its color by looking at and being attentive to the needs of the outside world, what the outside world wants the chameleon to be. So this personality, this type three, is, they have a motto, and the motto is this: I will lie to your face and neither of us will know it. That's their bumper sticker. Now, I know that sounds harsh. I don't mean that they're like dishonest people necessarily. All the types can be dishonest. Nobody has a corner on the market of dishonesty, but here's what I mean by lying. They will adjust who they are to be the ideal version of whatever group they respect and want that respect from. And they'll make micro adjustments to their personality that they won't even know they've done. And it's only if somebody confronts them and says, hey, you know, when we were at church, you were kind of like this. And then you went over here to your investment banking group and you were like that. Tell me about that discrepancy. And they'll be like, what are you talking about? There's no discrepancy. That's just who I am. I mean, you know, I was, but yeah, but you were blue and now you're green. Well, blue, green, I mean, green, blue, it's kind of the same, right? I mean, it depends what the definition of is. And that's what the three can get, have a tendency to do. They're full of this capacity to just merge into and become the ideal version of whatever world they've stepped into that they most want. And that means that threes are kind of hard to type because they are so malleable and flexible and adaptable. It's also their gift. It means that they are no drama. They're very, very easy to work for and with because they just kind of want to get the work done, whatever it is. They're also super efficiency minded. Like, time is a really big deal for the three. Want to get certain things done, their life can get reduced to a set of tasks. And so they just want to get things done. So that's the kind of sketching out a little bit of the three. You'll know you're dealing with a three. They're really easy to relate to. They're just naturally sociable, effortless. But you'll often wonder, like, what do they really think and feel? I'm not quite sure if I'm getting that. They're also, their other spirit animal is the peacock. Okay, the three likes to be noticed and recognized. Now, sometimes that can be literally, they like to dress a certain way, they like to drive certain kinds of cars, they like to have certain kind of partners on their arms. Whatever that is, sometimes it's visible. Sometimes it's more like they want to be recognized for like what they've achieved. So it could be like, you know, an award they have or a sales of a book, or sometimes they like to be recognized for having certain relationships. They name drop a little bit more easily. And so the three is kind of always on display, letting you know the amazing achievements and accomplishments that I've done. And so, oh my gosh, I can't believe you just caught me. I was just putting this award on my wall. I was just going to put it away in my desk drawer. You caught me. Yeah. Anyway, I was going to go out with Bono the other night. Bono, he's the lead singer of U2. Anyway, no big deal. And so they have this kind of effortless way about demonstrating they've got some pretty important stuff they've done. So that's the three. Moving on to the four.